Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always download the Guardian Radio app and carry us around with you all day, or you can just go to the website guardiantalkradio.com and click on the live stream button if you like to do it that away. This evening, I have a guest in the studio who currently has a solo show on at Dungalik Studios. It's only open for two more days, so I really encourage people to go down on Thursday and Friday. And his name is Dwight Laden Ferguson.
Laden. Yes.
Laden. So before anything else, tell me about that name.
My middle name is, in some cases, some people consider to be unique, but it was given by my grandmother to my dad, and then they passed it on to me, and then I passed it on to my son. It's actually a biblical name.
Okay.
Yeah, and so some people may be a little challenged with the way it's pronounced, but that's the way Mama Laura pronounced it, and so that's the way it is. It's Laden.
Because it's spelled L-A-A-D-A-N. So you're like, it looks Dutch or something. I was like, so where in the Bible is that?
It's in the Book of Chronicles.
Okay.
And you know, David is listing the many persons who are part of his entourage and what have you, and it's just stuck there somewhere.
Entourage.
I have no idea how Mama Laura would have found that, you know, in the back hills of Crooked Island somewhere, but she found that name, Laden. That's how I use it as well. I use it because I think it's so unique. And
well,
I think it has,
is so unique. And especially like in the Bahamas, you know, so many of our names are biblical or, and again, there's so few family last names, right? So, you know, very often I'll call somewhere and say, well, can I speak to, you know, Linda Roll or something? Yeah. They'll be like, which one? Right.
Yes.
So it's actually great to have a name that is so unique.
Absolutely.
Right? And really everyone's like, well, that Dwight. Okay. So I went to see your show and I was blown away, I have to say. Really amazing work, very varied, but the really extraordinary pieces are copper pieces, rather.
Yes,
you're working with metal.
Yes.
And you're creating sort of abstract sculptures on the wall. Some of them actually stand on a little stand.
Absolutely.
Who's Dwight Laden? What's your story and how did you end up there?
I don't know. We have enough time.
I know. We've only got an hour.
Yeah,
so
let's make it brief.
Right. How did you find art? What is art to you?
Okay.
And why is it such an important part of your existence?
Well, it is very central to who I am, firstly. But about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. or 20 plus years ago, my parents, they were renovating their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the walls are stark. The house was rather large. And I remember going to, I think it was Nassau Glass at the time, to get some art pieces or prints or whatever it was. And at that time, I thought it was just a little too costly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was not something they had budgeted for.
Mm-hmm.
I then remember going to Bahamian Paint, and they sold canvases.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought several canvases. And my whole thought was just to fill the space.
Already, that's quite interesting because
yeah.
I go into a lot of homes and the walls are blank, and I'm always really fascinated by that because there's, you know, again, like just having something other than a blank wall can be very inspirational.
But
for
I was
your day.
always also interested always in interior design, so
mm-hmm.
you know, a little interior design buff. So went into Bahamian Paint, got these canvases. I think I bought about four,
mm-hmm.
And my first inclination was just to paint some geometrical figures, some circles.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little splatter. And after I was finished those four canvases, something was birthed. I can't explain to you what happened, but I knew that there was something connecting me to what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the birth of this whole artistic element of who Dwight Ferguson
is
amazing.
Now. Yeah.
And I put the first four up on the wall. It transformed the room. It transformed the people.
Mm-hmm.
It transformed everybody who came in contact with it.
That's what art does.
And then people start asking me, do you mind doing something for my wall?
Mm-hmm.
And from that four pieces, I then did the entire house.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So how did you end up with copper? How did you get there?
so from that point, I started dabbling a bit, doing a bit here and there. I think during back in the day, I did a little bit of abstract work. I did some work with some, I always work with peculiar items, so unconventional items. So whether it was corrugated sheeting, whether it was paper. And it could have been like, I think about 5 years ago, six years ago, maybe six, seven years ago. My dad was resurfacing his roof. And back in the day when they did the flashing on the roof, they made it out of copper. So he had to take off all the old copper flashing to replace it. And I went by the house one day and I saw these copper pieces lying on the ground, rolls of copper. And the copper spoke to me.
Wow. And they, you really found a way. They all have different textures. And then some of them are color. Absolutely. There's like, you know, not just the oxidization, but other kinds of color. Really extraordinary work. So I was just, I was just blown away. I really was.
Thank you.
Now, you're also a pastor, I understand.
Yes, I am.
And I feel like the art is kind of a form of the ministry in its own way.
Very much so. You can separate the dancer from the dance. And so my ministry, that's my calling. And so I believe ultimately I've been called to do what I do. So that's a calling. And then art for me is a gift because I have not been taught. It's it comes from the belly. It comes from dreams. It comes from the essence of creativity, the creative energy. And so it's a fusion. It's a fusion of a calling and a gift. And
Well, I think it's interesting that you're working abstractly because, again, you know, one of the issues we have at the NAGB is a lot of time people come and they say, you know what? You know, why do you have this, like, difficult work? Like, how do you find that, you know, again, the people that come to your home, your relatives, you know, how do they respond to what you do? Because it's interesting how some people have a harder time just dealing with just color or abstract form. You know, they want to see a replication of a house or a tree and then they can say, oh, that's good because it looks like something I know. How is the response in, you know, again, just the your just your family, so not in, from art audiences?
Well, even from family, I think the response is tremendous. Sometimes you have to sit and walk people through a piece. My piece always has a narrative, but I don't have a challenge walking them through the piece. And for me, my house is almost like a gallery, and so I have that opportunity to walk them through a piece. But the response is tremendous. It's it's I think abstract art is something that has to grow on certain persons, but I still think at the end of the day, it has its appeal and has its purpose.
Well, and it might even for me. I mean, I know that throughout time, people have strived to paint an image of the Lord or of the angels or of these things. And I always wondered whether they really had a form and whether it isn't actually, that the abstraction isn't something to do. So I think it's kind of quite also quite interesting that you're drawn to that because, you know, really how do you capture the awesomeness of creation? It's very hard, right?
Absolutely. For me too, my art goes beyond, and that's why I, you know, I have no problem with realism. I have no problem with portraits. And
But
for me personally, as an artist, I tap into the emotions, into feelings, into thoughts. I'm very much into color and texture and to surface. But I am. I'm a deep thinker, and so anger has a color.
I was just about to ask that. Do the colors mean something to
anger
you?
Anger has a color. Joy has a color. Joy has a flow. Pain has a color. And so I translate all those emotions and thoughts and feelings into an art piece. And when you come to see the art, you should feel the creative energy flowing from that piece.
Oh, listen, you really, like I said, I was absolutely blown away. I didn't know what to expect. I saw the newsletter from Dungalik and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me pop in and have a look. And it's really extraordinary work. Do you have a practice in the sense that like every day you dedicate a certain amount of time? Do you do it every week? You know, do you have a regular rhythm in how you approach your work, or is it whenever you can grab the time?
No, I don't have a rhythm because I'm always consumed by it.
So I travel with my
notepad. I travel with my sketch pad. While persons are in line at the bank and they're frustrated and overwhelmed, I'm creating.
So then you have a practice. It's all the time. I mean, that's I think that's the mark of again, if people often say, you know, how do you? I mean, there's so many ways to say when something's really art, and one of those, I think, when someone is an artist, is it is all the time, and there's a dedication to it. Right? It's not sort of like, oh well, on Sundays I'm going to do that. It's a real dedication.
It's 24/7,
and
I never know when I'm going to be creatively stimulated. Yeah. It could be this. Waiting in line in traffic, and there's a puddle on the side of the street, and there's this big rock sitting in the puddle, and there comes some thought that comes, so, you know, that stimulates creativity.
Yeah, so you are actually looking at objects that are real, but they're inspiring you to do something abstract.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of you're looking at sort of abstract form in reality.
Absolutely, and I think God has given me this ability to see things on that level always. Persons would see the coconut tree. I see the bark. I see the texture. I see the tear in the bark, you know, and I see where, you know, somebody may have been trying to, you know, manipulate the tree in some way, shape or form. So all that comes to me as opposed to just the coconut tree. And so I see things on a deeper level.
And so is this like a series that you've just finished? I know in the next segment we're going to speak specifically to the sunflowers.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. But the sculptural works, is it how do you know when you're ready for a show? Have you finished a certain group of work and you're like, okay, or is it just, okay, now I have a lot and I want to do a show? Or do you think in terms of like a series or like, you know, right now I'm interested in water, reflection on water, or right now I'm interested in trees and bark?
Yeah,
and
I think it's a series. I'm not sure I can articulate how, when, and where. I know when I'm in a particular creative rhythm, and I also know when that rhythm is coming to an end. I also have a thought and feeling about that particular creative rhythm, and from that comes the series. So Hope and Grace, the particular show that I'm doing now, I knew when it was birthed. I knew when it had come to fruition, and now, well, obviously it's being shown. And so now I'm working on a new creative rhythm, we'll see where that lands me.
Great. Well, that's a perfect almost ending to this segment. In the next segment, we're going to speak about another body of work that are part of this exhibition. The exhibition is entitled Hope and Grace, as you said. And the artist is Dwight Layden Ferguson.
Thank you.
I got that right?
Yes, you did.
And it's going until Friday the 21st, so you only have two more days, and it's all day at Dungalook Studios. And I know that Mr. Ferguson will actually be there. I've heard
that
he's there all day. So unfortunately, we couldn't schedule him to be on the show earlier. So, you know, we missed the opening and we missed the artist walk and talk, but I've heard that basically you're there every day and you almost do a private walk and talk anyhow. So I really, really encourage people, if you are anywhere near Dungalook Studios on Village Road, in the next couple of days, I would really encourage you to go by and see the show and meet Mr. Ferguson, because it is really very inspiring and very beautiful and very touching and a lot of things. So I would really encourage that. We're going to go to a quick break now. We're going to come back to speak with Mr. Ferguson more about another aspect of the show, Hope and Grace, which is currently on at Dungalook Studios. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.